This is the official last show of the summer.
Oh, that's sad. I didn't realize that.
Well, the summer, what is it? 22nd.
August
22nd?
22nd, is it?
Or is it September 22nd? Whatever.
Yeah.
I just want to hear this fucking song.
Yeah. We did not discuss this. Yeah. I was shocked. I thought this was not our show.
Yeah.
Oh, it's our show. And if you don't like this song, you don't like people with cancer who died making this song. So, rest in peace, Lou Pearlman. Lou Pearlman died.
Yeah.
But he was a fat piece of shit who built a lot of people out of a Ponzi scheme, like $200 million, yeah. Something
really,
like that.
You really know how to eulogize someone and then tear them down.
Well, he died in jail.
Such a great man.
We're all pieces a very good scumbag deserved to die.
Hi, Grandma.
This is Point of Order. I'm Joe Sonnenblick.
I'm Jason Bogdan with, as always, to the right,
Steve McGrath, and it's my sister's 21st birthday. Happy birthday,
Aaron. Hey, happy birthday, Aaron McGrath.
And also on stats. Yeah,
Linda
High's here.
Linda
High. So
she was in the Olympics, right? Yeah.
So I think I have some news. Mm-hmm. Some breaking.
So let's frame this.
This is more than the exterminator,
right? Because
right?
I was going to say you have a lot of inside sources.
I
right.
did.
You Willie the Exterminator, who gave you inside news about David Wright, and now you have another source, a late breaking source from yesterday. So let's tell our viewers, and you can only get this info on Radio Free Brooklyn.
RadioFreeBrooklyn.com. Yes. You want to go there, you pledge, you hit RadioFreeBrooklyn.com/pledge. You want to give 50 cents, a dollar. This news is worth a dollar. This is dollar-worthy news.
Yep. If you're from New York.
If you're from New York. So yesterday, as you all know, I work at Gorham Brothers Hat Shop on North 7th in Bedford. Come in, I give you a discount. You say you heard the show, you listen, I give you 15% off. That's beside the point. Anywho, so yesterday, I'm there doing what I do. It's about 4 o'clock. So a guy comes in with a lady, buys two hats for her, and he's wearing a Knicks polo, a gray Knicks polo. But it looks more official than a regular Knicks right. piece of shit shirt.
Right.
So I said, love the shirt. He said, are you a fan? I said, diehard, all my life. I said, it's disgusting.
Right.
And he pulls out his card, and his name is Scott Simpson, and he is an advanced scout for the New York Knicks.
Ooh.
So the first question I asked him was, did you find Porzingis?
Right.
Was that you?
Yeah.
He goes, I'll be honest, it wasn't me, but I did find Hernan Gomez.
Which, said, you know, we don't know yet.
We don't know yet, but...
Well, he did pretty well in the Olympics.
What he said is...
A lot of good things about him.
Well, he just got back from Rio a couple days ago, and he said, I was there watching him, I was talking to him the entire time. He goes, it's going to get done, he's going to be here with us, and he's probably going to be a bench player. And they're not going to send him to the D-League at all.
Because we need backup.
We need backup. Yeah. Well,
how tall is he? Seven.
I think he's seven.
Yeah, I think he's 7 foot.
7 foot.
So we also started talking about Phil Jackson. I said, I believe in Phil. I said, I know a lot of people don't. He said, yeah, you know, the office, we hear it. And Phil actually, he said, likes to hear that people believe and are in. So he goes, I'm going to go right back to the office. I'll tell Phil Jackson. I'll talk to him. And then I talked to him about the trade, and I said, what a great – listen, you don't know how great that trade was. Because I said, I hate Jose Calderon. And he looked at me and said, come on, man. I said, I know. Right. I heard he's a nice guy. He goes, he's the nicest. I said, but I'd rather have an empty slot than Jose Calderon. That's how bad Jose Calderon is. And it made me believe – because I also told him I like Justin Hunter. And what he said to me was, really? Which makes me believe that there are people in that organization that do not like this kid.
Well, how I don't know, this guy's going to be that honest with you?
Yeah.
In a hat shop on a Saturday afternoon?
He told me there's going to be a trade in February.
What?
Yep.
Wow.
There's going to be a trade in February. It's not going to be anything
here,
big.
Listen here, folks. Only here on Radio Free Brooklyn.
It's not going to be anything big, though. I assume it'll be like Kylo Quinn moving.
Okay.
Or Lance Thomas moving. Something like that.
You
I don't
said
expect
February?
Around the deadline.
That's the deadline.
No, I know.
So they believe that there are more moves to make, and I'm sure you'll see guys on other teams that just need to go places.
Sure.
You know?
So not here?
Why not? Why not? It's
this is Justin Hunter.
We got him in the deal. He played for Tennessee. He's a rookie. It's his second year, I'm sorry.
Justin Hunter is a football player.
No, his name's, or is it Justin Holiday? I'm thinking. I said Justin Holiday or Hunter?
No, I know who you're talking about.
The trade we got.
Yeah,
we
Justin
got,
Hunter is a wide receiver.
Linda.
No, we got a Hunter.
No, we did not get a Hunter.
Well, then we got a Holiday.
It was Justin Holliday.
Yeah, that's what I thought I said.
Okay. I didn't want to mislead our listeners.
Oh, okay, excuse me.
Justin Holliday.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me.
And Hernan Gomez is 6'11", and the beginning of fall is September 22nd.
Right.
Well, listen.
So we're 0-7 to start this show.
I like that song. Yeah. Give me a fucking break.
I like girls that wear...
I just needed a fact check.
And I never liked girls that wore Abercrombie & Fitch. I always liked girls that wore no clothes. Yeah. So
it's cheaper that way.
It's cheaper that way.
Grandma, another hot take for you.
Grandma McGrath, listen.
She stopped listening.
Yeah. Okay, Grandma.
I gave her a warning. And,
yeah, you don't want to listen to this, Grandma.
Yeah.
But is Doreen still listening?
I don't know.
You're probably drunk with your daughter. Probably drunk with your husband. It's a good time to be in Florida over there in
Ormond Beach.
Ormond Beach. Where all the good people go to do things.
So Joe brings us the inside scoop from a Knicks insider.
And I think, listen. He believes in this team, and he thinks that Derrick Rose looks healthy. That's what he said.
Okay.
The man said he looks healthy. So all I could do is
how healthy he's going to be in prison. I mean, you know.
Hey, Derrick Rose's lawyer, Pete, whatever your name was. You want to call back
Pete?
And let us know why he's not a rapist? We're waiting for 3 weeks now.
I really don't understand this show and how we get listeners. I did put out a point of order tweet. On the Twitter, and the people that liked it were the Zesty Nets News and the Zesty Jets News, but it was the Winnipeg Jets from the NHL. So I'm like,
listeners in Manitoba.
We'll take them any way we can get them.
Don't you know?
I don't understand the internet. I really don't.
That's fine. I don't understand the internet either. But I want to thank Scott Simpson for coming in, and we also might.
Did you tell him about the show? Okay.
And then I also might have a ticket in. So it's good.
A what?
A ticket for tickets.
Oh, a ticket in.
Yeah. He said just email him when you think you're going to go.
Oh, wow.
I don't know if it's going to be free or discounted or what, but we didn't really talk about it.
It doesn't matter. That's
nice.
You have a business card, damn it.
I have a business card.
Yeah. Did you give him the 15%?
Did he buy anything?
Yeah, he bought two.
That's what he said. He bought two hats.
$250 hats.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, for his Italian lady.
Oh, bless you.
Excuse me. I had to get God out of me. So
I left you a long time ago.
Yeah. All right, so now we'll take a road less traveled, which is the Mets winning.
More trampled.
More trampled than traveled. The Mets won yesterday.
Looking to go .500 tonight.
Should have had the old Cespedes in the lineup yesterday.
I did.
I was a day off.
I had him yesterday.
Okay. All right.
And let me tell you something, my friends. Mm. I know everybody's giving up. All I get text messages from Oscar and Dave. Oh, time to pack it in. The season's over. This and that. What are you talking about?
It's close to over.
It's you got, what are you, four games out?
Four
games out of the card?
We are...
This second wild card is terrible for baseball.
Four and a half.
Yeah. You go... Listen, you got the Giants tonight. Who's pitching? Samardzija. He's a bum.
Against Noah.
Okay.
Sixth inning Noah.
Well, Noah's hurt. We all know Noah's hurt. But who's after that? The Phillies. I think you got the Phillies and the Braves again.
Well, it doesn't really matter. Because couldn't beat the Diamondbacks. Couldn't beat the Padres.
With no lineup. Now you have Cabrera and Cespedes back.
I don't see it? No,
He scored eight runs against one of the best pitching staffs in baseball.
First of all, what is it with this platinum blonde hair? Jesus Christ.
Everybody do what they want.
Wow. It's flashes of Piazza.
It's solidarity. I think it's a solidarity thing.
For who?
I don't know.
For a blonde
person? With blonde hair.
I don't have an answer for that. They're all doing it.
It is time to pack it in. Yeah. I don't think you cannot. Are we expecting Cespedes to go on one of those tears?
Yes,
where he hits .330 with 20 home runs and
you mean the first half of the year?
Sure.
Yeah.
Do we expect him to do that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is our pitching staff going to hold up?
Well, that's the thing. Everybody's under the Also, when you're doing stupid things like sending Gabriel Ulloa down to bring up Justin Ruggiano, I know he had a grand slam.
Yeah.
Okay.
Off Madison Bumgarner.
Then had a two-run home run off Jacob DeGrom.
Yeah.
So it's all personnel questions at this point. I don't think if you're going to blame somebody, you could put 10 losses on Terry Collins. Like, it just goes out of style.
And that's part of my argument. It's all personnel issues. That's
Fire
why
him.
Nobody's going anywhere. Terry's not going anywhere. There's no magic bullet in the minor leagues coming up anymore. Yeah. It's done. You must win with this team as it is.
We've exhausted our options.
We had to rest Jay Bruce because he can't hit. I mean, that's not good.
Yeah.
Well, Jay Bruce can't hit because there's nobody else protecting him.
No, but
there's
you can still
there.
Hit
you
on your own.
Still, you know, double.
You're still.
I mean, the guy had Joey Votto and Brandon Phillips behind him and in front of him.
What does that have to do with him at the plate?
Yeah, because okay. but look at the argument.
How about Ty Kelly and Wilmer Flores in front of you and behind you?
You're not is answering the question. I'm saying, like, if you who gives a fuck if somebody is on base whether you're at the plate or not?
No, he's saying
he's not getting on the base.
That's not what I'm saying.
He's saying the pitches you get to hit might be better because you got protection. But here's the thing. Piazza defied that argument. Whoever hit behind or in front of him. Right? I mean, at Olerud, right?
That's
Ventura. But,
but you just answered it.
No. But there were plenty of times when he was a Met, he had nobody in front of him. He was still hitting 300. So, you know, it can be done. It's about individual performance.
Right.
Jay Bruce is just not seeing the ball well right now.
At the moment.
Yeah.
Great timing.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That, like, if this was, you know, April, I'd say, okay, we got some time.
Right.
You got to figure it out. Figure it out fast.
Okay.
Yeah. Can those two guys carry us? Probably.
These guys are professional hitters. They're going to figure it out. And Cabrera is right behind him. He's going to come back. It's going to take him 5 games. Mm. Cespedes, I knew the first game I wasn't going to start him just because you got to give him a game. He saw those. He fucking had 3 extra base hits yesterday.
Yeah.
He saw the ball so well. And the first home run wasn't a gimme. The second one, okay, that was a bad pitch. Mm, right. The first home run, he went out and got.
Yep. He's a big man. He's a powerful man.
430 feet, both home runs. I mean, in San Francisco, that's not a hitter's ballpark.
No, it's not.
So I think we're all giving up way too soon on something that there's still a month left. There is 30 games of baseball left.
And you're how many behind?
Four and a half.
4.5. Okay. That means, no, just let's logic this out. You need to win five games where 3 or 4 other teams who are in front of you also lose.
Yes.
The probability of that is very low.
Wait, what are you talking about? Because when we were losing the 5 games that we needed to win, everybody else was losing too.
Which doesn't help you.
But that's not what you're telling me that it can't be done. I'm telling you that, one, the Giants are fraudulent. The Marlins are going to fall apart. The Cardinals stink.
I don't believe
as of right now, the Giants are leading their division. The Dodgers are back in the wild card.
St. Louis.
So Dodgers and St. Louis right now. Miami's 1.5. Pittsburgh's 2. We're 4.5. So we have to beat 2 other teams
and
to get there.
We can, but you're also looking at 2 teams. Pittsburgh stinks. They stink.
And you have a series against the Miami Marlins.
And we got a series against the Marlins this week.
So if Pittsburgh stinks and Miami stinks and we're behind them, we really stink.
No.
Right.
I mean, the Marlins hit a run of luck and now their luck is stopped.
Yeah.
Stanton's gone. The Pirates have no hitting. None. Their pitching staff carried them, and then they go and trade people away like it's going to trade Liriano to the Blue Jays. You go and get Ivan Nova.
The Cardinals, you never want to be down against the Cardinals. That's just one of those fucking teams. They just find a way to do it.
You know what they're doing? You know what the Cardinals are all about now? Getting younger. They're trying to get younger. Because Holiday's injured. God damn it. Matt Adams is injured.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They got, I think Piscotty was injured. Colton Wong stinks.
Yeah, he's got nothing left.
Come on. This is the perfect time. You rattle off 6 in a row. You're right to it. Can somebody give me the schedule? Who are we playing this week?
But you need to rattle off. I want to make sure that you know this, and I think you do. You need to rattle off 6 in a row where those other teams lose.
And it can be done.
So you're seeing the Cardinals, then the Phillies, then the Marlins.
I don't like playing the Cardinals.
I love playing the Cardinals.
Cardinals. Adam Wainwright.
Please.
Bad memories.
Yeah, 10 years ago.
But you know what?
Isn't
you
that crazy? That was 10 years ago.
If you want to control your destiny,
you gotta be in front.
But here's the thing: it's you have to play the Cardinals because that way you can control. Because when you win, they lose automatically. So it's like you have control of that.
What you're saying. Right, as opposed to losing.
When you
if you're just winning in a vacuum,
you have
3 game
series against the Marlins, but you have 2 against the Nationals, which might be a problem.
Well, we're 12.5 back on the Nationals.
No, but just because they're a good team.
I'm not talking about the division.
If
there's
the Mets
no
get
the
rolling, if they, I'm not saying they're going to win the division. I want to put that out there before I start.
They're not.
What I'm saying is that if they get rolling, and then they were to beat the Nationals, that's the momentum boost.
Yeah.
Because I don't think this Mets team is afraid of the Nationals like we've been for the past few years.
No.
When the Nationals come in, I don't think anybody's like, oh, God, it's the Nationals.
No.
Cespedes made this team into something, a little swagger.
Yeah.
He's got some swagger. If we beat the Nationals, maybe you say, okay, you can do something. So let's just say the Mets get in as in that wild card game.
Mm-hmm. Who would they play the first wild card? Be the Dodgers or the Giants, right?
whoever wins the division, yeah, right?
Or Cardinals or whoever.
No, so, it's a one-game playoff.
There's a one-game playoff.
Between the first and the second wild card.
Right, and then the winner of that game would play the winner of the division, whatever. Right.
Okay, one, if it came down to the Dodgers, we own them.
Well.
We own them.
Kershaw's looking good. Could be back.
We own him.
You never want to say you own a Clayton Kershaw.
Well, we do.
Except if you're the Dodgers.
Or the Mets. We own Clayton Kershaw. He's got an ERA of 5 against us.
Well, you know who has hit really well against him? Michael Conforto.
Okay. I'm so sick of that name. I'm so sick. It's just, you know, leave him where you found him.
So
let
bad.
Him stay in Vegas until next year.
Yes.
That's what's got to happen.
Yeah, I agree.
You can't keep doing this to guys. You're making way to, which bus stop am I waiting at today, Terry? I don't know where I'm going. Am I going to Binghamton or am I going to City? What's happening?
Get Terry a ticket and get him out of town, too.
Yeah, send Terry to Vegas and have a mob put a mob hit on him and blow his brains out at the Caesars.
Or just drive him out to the desert and just beat him with bats.
Put a fucking hole
and
in the desert.
You can hear all of these murder suggestions only on RadioFreeBrooklyn.com.
RadioFreeBrooklyn.com/pledge if you want Terry Collins killed, pledge a dollar. That'll get some money,
I think. Let's see. Okay, the Mets go to the one-game playoffs. This might be a dumb question. Who do you want pitching it?
Jacob.
DeGrom?
Noah.
Syndergaard?
Well, but Noah has to figure out his mechanics.
Sure.
That's one thing. What's going on with Mats?
Yeah, I think he's hurt his parents' couch.
Yeah, he's sleeping on too many couches, this guy. I don't get it. Shoulder discomfort. Everybody's got discomfort. I have discomfort. I'm watching this team. I have discomfort. So why can't this team stay healthy now? It's Ray Ramirez.
Meet the Mets.
Leading the league in MRIs.
Yeah, Ray Ramirez, man. I mean, that guy's been your trainer for what? Got to be 10 years.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, and they haven't been healthy in the last 10 years.
When the fuck are you going to get rid of him? And when does it fall on Kevin Long?
Yeah.
I mean, if Lamar Miller, who, granted, he didn't know what the hell was going on. He just stood there and looked around. But Kevin Long, yeah, all right, the guys like him. I get it. He's a likable guy. But you're not hitting what, I mean.
Kevin Long looks smart when he hit home runs. Like, you see him in the dugout, he's like, yeah,
that's what we do.
And then when they go 0-for-50, Kevin Long's nowhere to be found. He's not a balanced hitting coach. I do not like Kevin Long.
I agree with you. And I'll tell you right now, over the last 2 weeks, I looked this up, the Mets are in the top 7 with runners in scoring position, scoring runs. I know.
Top 7?
Yeah, over the last
getting them into
weeks.
Running into scoring position?
No, scoring them. Because no the Diamondback series, we averaged almost 7 runs a game.
Well.
Okay? We just gave up 10.
This is near record low for average running in scoring position
202.
For this team.
It was 202. I think they bumped it up to like 210, 211. I know that's horrible still.
Yeah.
But, I mean, it's 10 points in 2 weeks, which is something to hang
your
hat on a little bit.
At this point, we're salvaging, right?
Yeah, we're looking to see what we can do right now. And I'm telling you, the worst thing you did in the last 2 months was bring Jose Reyes back onto this team.
You're nuts.
He's fucking... listen, the man
talk about
is
guys
a strikeout machine. He's a strikeout machine.
What's
his
average?
He'll give you 237.
No, since he's come back to the Mets, he's got to be near 300.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Joe. Yeah.
What's his average, Linda?
I was looking up, trying to figure
Jose
out.
Jose Reyes, what's his average?
Jose,
I'm telling
Jose,
you.
Jose,
okay,
Jose.
Google.
I'm telling you, guys, hitting 237. He's hitting 233 the other night. Listen, it's doable. It's doable. Is it likely?
Well,
no.
Okay, if you don't have him, who are you running out there every day?
Wilmer Flores. I'll let Wilmer Flores play third. I'll let him play third.
You are a schizophrenic.
Yeah,
I'll let him play third now because you have no other options. Jose Reyes stinks. He can't even run out of ground ball anymore.
What are you watching?
Jose Reyes is hitting 277 on the year right now.
Yeah. You don't like that?
No, I don't. I don't like Jose Reyes.
No, I didn't like like 230 hitters on this team.
I didn't like him when he was with us in 2006.
That's not true.
Yes,
that's not true.
I hated him. I always told you he was a hot dog. Yes, I did.
You did not.
Yes, I did.
You feel about Jose Reyes like I feel about David Wright. You like him on the team, but you would be okay if he was gone. That's how you... What are you, playing records?
That's crazy.
Okay. Now, are you on Matt Reynolds?
I do like Matt Reynolds. I think that kid can hit.
You
never give this guy a shot. You got Alejandro Daza playing. I'm telling you, they must owe him something. They owe this man. He must have saw a murder.
He's got something over Terry
Collins. He must have saw somebody murder somebody. He saw Terry Collins kick a dog, so he's got to be on this team. I don't get it.
Three-run home run yesterday.
Okay. Yeah. But
I agree. I think he sucks.
I mean,
the scary part is we signed him to be our starting center fielder.
Before you do Cespedes.
That's the scary part.
And I know. We were trying to rationalize that, too, because we didn't think Cespedes was coming back.
Well,
boy,
we got
that would have been bad.
Yeah, that would have been bad. He's going to lead us to the promised
land. That would have been the worst
thing
ever.
And listen, you know, he's a good fielder.
if you want to call, if anyone's even listening, if you want to call in 718-928-9732 and tell us how you feel, tell us what you think, and tell us what's going on in your life, because we'll talk to you. All right, now let's switch over to the other side of town.
Yep.
The Yankees.
It's so beautiful.
Is it?
It's beautiful.
You got no starting pitching. Doesn't matter.
You're delusional if you believe that we're going to make the playoffs and win the World Series.
I don't think you're going to make the playoffs this year, next year, the year after that, or the year
by
after that. 5 years, please.
By 2018.
2021.
2018, we'll be in contention.
This is crazy. I don't know if we talked about this, Joe, but what team right now has a better outlook on the future? 2 weeks of baseball made me believe the Yankees have the better outlook on the future. They really do. 8 out of the best 100 prospects in baseball are Yankees.
They're going to trade 3
even
of them.
Even so, you're going to get the Chris Sales of the world for these prospects.
Okay.
So, you know, I mean, look, the Mets, Bone Spurs here, Bone Spurs there. Yep. We don't have a first baseman. We don't have a catcher who can hit. Like, all these chickens are coming home to roost now for the Mets. The Yankees, on the other hand, they look pretty good right now. Now, these guys haven't played in the major leagues. So we don't, I mean, for the most part. So we don't know, right? They're unproven.
This is sort of like their preseason, right? So it's like nobody knows them. They're rookies. They're coming in. Eventually, you know, I'm guessing they'll even out at some point, but
scouting reports that are far better out there.
Yeah, I mean,
but I understand that. But when you're talking about a kid that just came up from, you know, the minors and is hitting home runs and RBIs and getting bases on balls, and it's just
I'm gonna tell you this.
I'm excited. We're in the same exact spot.
Hey, I know the Yankees' luck. I see it. Okay. Much like Greg Bird, who's going to be a career injury. Brian McCann's a crumb. Jacoby Ellsbury's a piece of shit.
Gary Sanchez is the...
Brett Gardner's a piece of shit. Chase Headley's a piece of shit. Starlin Castro's a piece of shit.
So wait. Okay.
These are all your starting players.
Yeah, but look at who we just brought up.
Okay, you brought up Judge, who since his 3 home runs is like 2 for 24.
Yeah, but okay. He
Gary Sanchez, fine. I'll give you Gary Sanchez.
You wouldn't want an Aaron Judge on this team as of right now.
You got one. His name is Jonas Cespedes.
I'm pretty sure he's gotten an RBI in the last 2 games.
Okay.
And that's what you guys have been lacking is getting runners in from scoring position.
We've been scoring six runs a game.
Let's be clear. We've struggled getting men on base, and then when we get them on base,
but look at the Giants series, right? We lost 9-6. 9-5. We're scoring runs. Our bullpen has problems at the moment.
Well, that's this Giants series is if you're a Mets fan, is the most disheartening. Because you go out there, you score 4 runs off Madison Bumgarner, and then DeGrom gives up 5.
Right. And they were bad pitches.
And Bumgarner was a 2-run home run,
yeah.
Part of that 5.
Yeah.
How heartbreaking if you're a fucking Mets fan.
It's heartbreaking. It's
heartbreaking if you joined the Mets last year.
Well, it's like
you're just, it's like, deja vu.
It's like crossing the street in traffic, making it to the other side, and then getting run over by a bike and dying on the sidewalk.
It's heartbreaking if you've never watched baseball before.
Sure.
Right.
Baseball is this.
Sure.
This is what happened.
Gives you nothing.
The Mets were in the World Series last year, and all these fucking delusional freaks were telling me what could be in the World Series this year. And I said at the beginning of this show many months ago, we're not making the World Series this year. No. I said that. I said it's going to be the Nationals and the Red Sox. And I still believe that.
It can still happen.
But I still believe that. Cubs are fraudulent.
I don't like the Cubs either.
They are fraudulent. The back end of that lineup stinks.
Mm-hmm.
1-4, fine. Well, 5. Zobrist hits 5.
Yeah.
6-9, Contreras is still learning. He's still learning.
But to say you have 5.5... great hitters in your lineup, it's pretty damn good.
We did.
Yeah.
We did. And they all got injured. And you can't do anything about that. And you went out to compensate, get Bruce. Okay. It's not
James
working
Loney.
At the moment.
James Loney was a good pickup.
Yeah, but he's sort of cooled off. But his defense, you can't bottle
that. Well, yeah,
that.
He's not supposed to be a hitter. We were lucky for like a month or two he was hitting.
But, you can't bottle that defense. Lucas Duda would be fumbling and bumbling that big oh fuck. He wouldn't know what to do.
He might also have, 28 home runs this time.
He might, but he would definitely be hitting 227 while he's doing that. He might have the 28 home runs. And that's also because of protection in the lineup. He would have that.
Well, you know who is protection in this lineup? You're not going to like it. Daniel Murphy was protection in the lineup. What was that? Is that the you got a scout for
718-928-9732. The great Pearl is calling.
Dr. Pearl.
With his pearls of wisdom.
Yeah. One lackluster pearl that fell out of the ocean. But anyway.
I think that the Mets... So, okay, let's put our predictions in. Make the playoffs, yes or no? I don't want to hear about hope. I don't want to hear about we coulds. I don't want to hear... Yes or no, do we make the playoffs?
Yes.
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
We'll I'm going to be the optimist here. Until it says eliminated with an X, until, I don't care.
Until it's got the kiss of Pearl on it.
Go.
You're on the air.
Oh, he's high.
Oh, Joshua.
Good morning, guys. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, sir.
How's everybody doing today?
Oh, this is not church. Not an interview. Just call and talk.
I actually just called to say hello. Got 2 points I wanted to make after listening for the past 20 minutes.
You missed the first 7 minutes then.
Yes, I did. I did. I'm just getting up. Got a big day of fantasy baseball for me today.
Big fantasy ahead of you. Listening.
Yeah, but here's my thing about the Yankees, that whoever said this before made a good point. The Yankees are kind of like in a spring training kind of mode right now where they're, looking at things, seeing what works. They know they're going to have a lot of expiring contracts. Headley's gone, Joe. We know. Things are happening right now. But the problem with all the young players coming up from the Yankees camp right now is just that I think it's all the wrong time. You look at big teams who bring up these young players. It's all about timing during your season.
Yeah, but you don't know if that's the right. It might have been the perfect time. Especially if you brought them up earlier, maybe they wouldn't. Maybe they'd be 0-for-8 or 0-for-58. You don't know. I mean, maybe he needed this time in the minors, and now he's got his groove, and he's brought up in the right time. Maybe the scouts did the right thing. Who knows?
That's right. There's no pressure that we're going to make the playoffs. It's literally like just go out, play, do what we got to do. Let's assess over the to next season.
And what's your second point, Josh?
I totally agree with that. It's just that we're seeing all these things, but I feel like everything is coming up too quick. You look at the Mets, they made a lot of additions the last couple of seasons, but they all did it over a period of time. And then after 3-4 years of that, boom, here they are about to make a World Series, hopefully just run at it right now. Even last year, talking about last year also, but... the Yankees are, like whoever said this earlier, but they're going to end up trading away probably 99% of these dudes. We may get a Chris Sale. We may get something thrown our way. But this isn't the Yankee culture. We all know that. We're going to sign a bunch of players who are great. And then after maybe a year, we'll start adding this young guy. This
first
young
smart
guy,
thing Josh Pearl said in years.
But I heard the press conference with Brian Cashman just saying, I'm sick of this idea that we can't change as an organization. We can absolutely change and bring up our own prospects.
If only Brian Cashman was running the team.
Yeah,
and I'm not mocking
great.
You. Mm. I'm saying, he's a good GM. They never let him do his fucking job.
But I feel like this is
hopefully,
all
Hal's
moves,
different.
All
hopefully.
All these moves sound like it's
him.
It's changed.
Yep.
Who are the top free agents that the Yankees might be signing next year?
Edwin Encarnacion has got to be one.
Especially since they don't have a first baseman, right?
Yeah.
Bird's not coming back for a while.
Greg Boyd?
Yeah, Bird is coming back at the beginning of next year.
Really?
Yeah.
ACL.
Josh makes a good point that they'll sign a bunch of guys. And Josh, the problem is they're going to sign a bunch of guys to big contracts and regret it in 4 years.
Yeah.
That's what they do. That's Yankee culture, right?
That all worked 5-6 years ago. But it worked at a good time. All these guys were young. It's all about the timing. The Mets got the timing down pretty right.
It's funny.
I cannot deny that.
One thing that boggles my mind about Yankee fans is, you look at the contracts they gave to, Teixeira and A-Rod, and people always go, we got a World Series out of it.
Yeah.
It's like you're willing to trade that one moment of glory, that one World Series. And maybe I've never experienced it in my lifetime as a Mets fan, so I don't know. But you trade that one moment of glory
For four, five, 6 years
of just terrible production in baseball. So I don't know if it's worth it. Well, I'd like to find out.
Well, I mean, if you're a Yankee fan, this team has been in existence longer than most teams in the major leagues.
The third oldest team,
maybe 5 or 7 years is nothing. Like, to an organization with that amount of history. So they're just like, yeah, we'll just win in the next decade. Who cares? You know, so, like, they...
Right.
So, I mean, they've already won, what, in every single decade?
Because 1996 to 2009.
Yeah, that's not 2010.
So, look at it like this. Yeah. Like, you just mentioned that we sign all these guys and they get hurt. Mm-hmm. But just let's draw attention to the Mets for just 1 second. Lucas Duda, haven't seen him all year.
We didn't sign him. He's from our product.
We drafted DeGrom. We drafted Daniel Murphy.
All the guys that got injured are from the farm, except...
Travis.
And Cabrera.
So what we're saying is we know how to teach people to get injured. That's what we're getting
at. That's the thing. Anybody can get injured. Injury is not based upon whether you...
But he's trying to make a point that we're injured. Lucas Duda is making $27 this year.
Yeah.
Okay? All your injured players must total like $200 million. You know? So I'm not talking about Lucas Duda.
It's drops in a bucket.
Oh, good.
Oh, see, that's it.
That's why I fucking hate Yankee fans. Yeah. Like they really are idiots about baseball.
They make humanity expendable.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. It's like, you know.
But you try to argue the fact that we spent all this money and they got injured. But regardless, injury is inevitable in sports.
Not with younger kids.
But that's what we're doing right now. And yet you're telling me that we can't change our
culture.
Greg Bird's
injured.
And he was a young kid, exactly. Right. So there is no anybody can get injured.
Anybody can get injured. I think the point is that they don't play to the contract.
Josh, you haven't made your second point yet, so just make it and get off the air.
Second point is this: after watching that Joanna says for this home run, second one yesterday, that shit gave me fucking chills. Simply for the reason why.
Because he's gonna be a Yankee next year. That's why.
That guy may be a Yankee next year. First of all, second of all. Whoever said this earlier in the show made a really good point. Now everybody else on that lineup can act up. Once he brings that fear into every other pitcher in the league, everybody else batting around him is just going to go, hey, I can just do whatever the fuck I want. Now let's really start hitting the ball. And also I wanted to say, after not seeing Clayton Kershaw for 3 months of the season, good luck trying to hit that guy.
Agreed. Okay.
And if all this comes back around him.
God bless you. Have an enjoyable Sunday in your fantasy.
Joshua.
Okay, so...
We haven't heard from Ronnie in a while.
He's retired?
Well, he's been going to sleep at like 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh.
So he doesn't really wake
drugs?
Up.
Drugs?
Bingo. No. Oh. Bingo.
It's summertime for him now. Yeah. No classes and no work classes. And
so let's skip over to our fantasy portion of the program now after we talked about baseball and all that.
Mm-hmm.
So
I guess we'll sort of meld it together with preseason and all that.
So we're picking our fantasy teams. I'm doing my one league. They're doing their one league. So,
and by the way, Healy's not in.
He texted me last night. He was very upset.
Yeah.
Wow. He was upset that he wasn't in.
I told Steve Healy to do it.
Yeah. And he's like, you invited me to a fantasy league, and I'm like, he's Jay Leno for everybody that doesn't know. I thought you were in. He's like, you didn't talk to me about it. I was like, I thought Jay talked to you, and he's like,
he's got a lot of loose cash and a lot of fantasies.
I only denied their league because I only do one.
He only does three. So is it weird that everyone's got a religious belief?
Wait, he said I only do three?
Yeah, he's like, three's too much. He's in two.
I only do one. Because I did 2 1 year and I didn't focus on the other one. I just didn't.
It's once a week.
It doesn't matter. I have
it
one
takes
team.
5 minutes
I have
to
one
do.
Team. That's it. That's uh-huh. it. That's how I do. That's all. All
right.
That's all. So in terms of fantasy.
Yeah.
You're starting quarterbacks.
Mm-hmm.
If you had to pick one man this year,
mm-hmm.
who are you going with?
For quarterback?
For quarterback.
Cam Newton. Because he's gonna run 10 in, and he's got Kelvin Benjamin back. He's going to throw – I think he's going to be at least 35.
I don't like taking Cam Newton one, and I'll tell you why, and I might be wrong. Injuries.
Yeah?
Yep. So when he's running as much as he is, you leave yourself open. But that's a big part of why you take him. I've gone Aaron Rodgers number one for so many years.
I have two.
If you asked me today, I'd probably say Aaron Rodgers again. Looking around that team, I'm not sure I want to pick him number one.
Well, he's getting Jordy Nelson back.
He is getting Jordy Nelson back.
That's big.
I'd probably go Aaron Rodgers because the man's reliable, stays on the field. I'd go Aaron Rodgers.
I'm going to go. I've been with Aaron Rodgers, but now 4 years in a row of Aaron Rodgers. I'm going to go with Andrew Luck this year, most likely.
Interesting.
I want to see Andrew Luck come. I don't know if I'm going to, because the injuries, I think he's going to fall late. He's going to be a third, fourth round QB now.
So you're going to wait
injury,
till...
The injury was a lacerated kidney.
Yeah, I know.
You know, so it's not like, you know, how the fuck you get that? Like that was.
But he also
get,
well, it's also the offensive line. There are questions still there.
Yeah.
And I think he's going to fall.
You know, Herm Edwards, I heard him this morning say that Andrew Luck, in his years that he's been the quarterback, starting quarterback,
yeah,
there's only been one game where a running back has gotten over 100 yards rushing. One. In his, he's been in the league for 4 years.
Well, also,
so he doesn't. He's so he's basically saying like he's never had a running game ever.
Right.
In and his career,
yeah,
ever.
Yeah. I mean, who's the, who? They had Trent Richardson for that one terrible year. Joseph Addai.
Frank Gore. No, Addai.
That was Peyton.
Donald Brown or whatever. You know,
yeah. It's been shit.
So one game out of the, you know, do the math, 16 times four, whatever.
64.
So. There you go.
Well, he didn't play 16 games last year. He played
no, he
two.
Didn't. Yeah. No, he played like 8 or 9 or something like that.
Did he really?
Yeah.
He played like 8.
Oh.
He threw for like 2,300 yards or something.
That's still great.
Yeah,
it's 300
great.
Yards a game.
It's a good pick. I think to me the most fascinating thing about quarterbacks is when do you take Tom Brady? Because you got somebody's got to take Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Right?
He's still going to go second round.
You think so?
He's Tom Brady.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, like four weeks is a lot in fantasy. Cuz it's a 12-week thing. So you're already losing the third of the year, you know, without him.
Yeah, but you're okay.
If you get him in the second round, then you've missed out on a very good wide receiver or a very good running back.
Well, you could, I mean, my strategy the last 2 years, I went quarterback back to back. For trade purposes.
See, I think Cam Newton's finding his stride here. Like, yeah, he didn't get it done in the Super Bowl, but I think what he did last year was phenomenal, and he deserved that.
Not only
that.
Did he not get it done in the Super Bowl, he got stomped into a mud hole in the Super
Bowl.
Like a
bitch at the end of it, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, do you, let
I'm
me ask you
I'm talking about
this.
Numbers. I'm
the,
not...
No, I got you. So do yeah, you no. go, do you take a, do you take a lesser quarterback
mm-hmm.
and then hold out for Tom Brady?
You could.
Do you take? Do you take like an Eli Manning, mm-hmm. right? Who probably still be out there? No, I don't think anyone's gonna jump on
Eli. Rafts Eli Manning.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Eli Manning is probably gonna be a top 10 quarterback.
Top 10
because
of the guys
Beckham.
Around him.
Oh, you don't mean in the draft? You just mean in the league?
Yeah, yeah. Just top 10 like quarterback. Like somebody's gonna grab him. Like, all right, well, let's just name like the top five.
This is Newton, Rodgers.
Rodgers. I'll put Luck up there.
Russell Wilson.
And Romo is gonna be a top 5 fantasy quarterback.
I'm looking at consensus like rankings now. They have Newton, Rodgers, Roethlisberger, Luck, Wilson.
That's probably it. Yeah,
Roethlisberger, yeah. That's your guy.
I like Roethlisberger.
You like the Steelers big
late.
Time this year.
I do. I like Steelers going to the Super Bowl this year, but we'll talk about that.
I don't think their defense
Brady
is good.
At 11.
What?
They got Brady at 11.
Well, yeah,
that's
I mean,
fair.
You're
well,
missing,
yeah,
just four games.
Missing the 4 games. If he wasn't missing the 4 games, he'd be 2
oh,
or 3. Yeah. All right, let's go to running backs.
Yeah. AP always.
Nah.
That's your number. Not this year.
Number
yeah.
one. Number
so.
One running back in the NFL is Todd Gurley.
That's it. Yeah. That's all there is to it.
I mean, Adrian Peterson last year. Look at his numbers.
Never a bad bet.
But he's not the number one anymore. I don't think. I think it's Todd Gurley.
He might get too much burn. Todd Gurley. He might.
Yeah.
They might burn him out because the quarterbacks are. I mean, not great. I mean, Jared Goff is the number one pick, but he's not even slated to start already.
And
so I mean, there's already like so you got a Case Keenum and he's gonna get a lot of touches, but to what you know detriment?
To what expense? Sure.
Yeah.
But you like your running back getting. I mean, he's gonna get big touches. He's gonna run everything
in. I think Bridgewater is sort of getting it done. He's figuring it out, and then if you balance it out with AP, you got a good team.
And a sleeper that I think you all should be watching out for is Sharkhandrick West, on the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh yeah.
He is fucking good.
I mean,
He was really good last year. He had almost 700 yards last year.
Jamal
Charles was hurt.
You want to go crazy? Think about an Ezekiel Elliott. You don't know what you
it'd
got.
It'd have to be.
Well, he's
fifth
currently
round.
Hurt now.
Sure.
Yeah, he's going to make. He's going to start the season opener.
Yeah,
I said.
Of course.
Well, yeah.
But
yeah.
I mean, he's got. I mean, that legal trouble that sort of just went away. But I don't know. There's a lot of baggage there, so I would wait on him.
Sure. No, but he, you know, you get him in the fourth round, something like that. That's a lot of upside. I like a Latavius Murray.
I don't like him this year. Not this year. I took him last year. That was one of my big guys.
Yeah.
He had great games, and then he just had 40 yards.
Well, that was Chris Ivory.
Yeah, I never had. I wouldn't draft. Well, like, Chris Ivory's a good pickup on the waiver wire if somebody gets injured, I think.
Well, that's because he's not a starting running back on his own team.
Yeah.
So, like, he would definitely be a starter on this team if Forte wasn't on. But they have Yeldon. And Ivory's already hurt.
Good, man.
Ivory's already hurt.
They don't use Yeldon the right way, though.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be very good, though.
I think that they can make the playoffs, the Jaguars. I think they have a good enough offense and a very good defense. And I think
it's all about Blake Bortles.
It's my sleeper pick. Blake Bortles
is, you know, it's preseason. I don't put too much stock into it, but he's looking pretty good.
No, I know.
But he looked good last preseason, too. And he sort of threw 30 year. Interceptions last year or something like that.
No, it was 23 and 23, I think it was.
No, he threw a lot of touchdowns. He threw like 30-something touchdowns. He's one of the top four in touchdowns last year, but he threw like 25, 26, 27 interceptions.
Eddie Lacy, I'll throw that name out there. I've had Eddie Lacy.
Too many injuries. The guy's too fat. He's he did slim down.
But this year, I think he's looking for redemption.
I think
that's Raul's guy.
Yeah,
that's Raul's guy.
I love Eddie Lacy.
I think in fantasy, especially in these last couple of years, you have to go. If you don't have a great wide receiver or great quarterback, like
you're fucked.
But that's the thing. Like, I don't know if I'd risk it on a Eddie Lacy if I got an Odell Beckham on. Like, I don't fuck the rules. It's like, oh yeah, you got to get a running back first. Like,
anybody's rules.
See someone like that, or if there's a Rob Gronkowski and you're picking like eighth or whatever, just fucking take him.
I mean, because
you know he's gonna get 12, 13 touchdowns.
I would have won 11 or 12 games last year if Aaron Rodgers had somebody to throw to, and my running backs didn't get injured, and you know my defense didn't stink.
You know who's a good running back? If he got like
that's
the
a lot of
if my team didn't suck, I really would have won the Premier League. Yeah. It would have been huge. if you got a running back like a Giovanni Bernard. You know, if you're going big on, like, you know, wide receivers and quarterbacks,
you want to get
a Bernard. Bernard's a decent running back. Not going to light up the board.
Freeman.
But sure, Devonta. Well, everybody's on that now.
Yeah, well, he had a very good year last year, so.
Yeah, I drafted him.
Yeah, I know you did.
Yeah.
Wide receiver.
Well, there's only one man in the game right now.
True.
Daddy Odell.
I mean, the dude.
I see Antonio
All
Brown.
Planet. Sure.
The dude averages 12.5 touchdowns a year.
In two years. All right.
I think Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham Jr. are the tops. And Brandon Marshall.
Yeah.
Of course, Brandon Marshall.
DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah, sure.
That's my guy.
I had him last
that
year.
That's it.
That's if Brock gets him. That's if Brock is able to give it to him.
Yeah, I mean, that would be the only thing that would make me not draft DeAndre Hopkins is the fact that a piece of shit's his quarterback.
Yeah.
He's not good.
Also, another wide receiver I think we got to look at. I really, really like Stephon Diggs.
Yeah.
Vikings.
Yeah, no, he's good.
He's really good. He's going to have a big year this year, I think.
Yep. Yeah.
I think he's a sleeper. He might not even be drafted.
I think you gotta look out for Kelvin Benjamin, though, because he missed the year of the ACL. He's probably going to drop a little bit, but the fact is that dude catches anything his way.
ACL is just big with a wide receiver. I know. I'm personally not going to draft him. I know, and I understand that, but I wouldn't be mad at anybody else who drafted him. I can't take that risk, because Jordy Nelson done fucked my life up last year.
Julio Jones? Leo Jones got to be a top five pick
for wide receiver. Man.
Yeah, no, I know.
But Julio always gets
to pick. I know, Julio's always good, but I just fucking hate Matt Ryan. I never believed in that guy.
Dez Bryant?
Yeah,
absolutely.
Dez Bryant's a good pick.
AJ Green, we're forgetting a lot of big names there.
I think Dez Bryant is actually a much better option, only because if Tony Romo goes down, you actually now see a backup quarterback that can probably get it to him.
Dak Prescott. Yeah.
So, like, I think that might be worth the risk.
Also, one I like, Amari Cooper's great.
Sure.
Yeah. Amari Cooper's great. And Derek Carr's the truth.
Yeah, he's great.
Tight end, big position that needs to be filled on your team. And we all probably would say Gronkowski.
Yeah. I mean, he's the
ultimate.
He gets more points than most, like, running backs and stuff.
It's
so
funny, because Jimmy Graham's going to drop
because
of what they did to him last year.
Yeah.
I think they're going to use him differently.
Who's going to drop?
Jimmy Graham. He'll go maybe third.
Jimmy Graham really fucked me last year, by the way.
I know.
Consensus has him down to the 11th tight end. So.
Wow. That's amazing.
Who's two and three?
Gronkowski, Olsen, and then Reed.
Jordan Reed. From the Redskins.
I had Greg Olsen last. Greg Olson's a beast, man.
Yeah, he is.
He's a beast, man.
I like Greg Olsen.
Yeah. I liked...
You know who I don't like? Sorry. Travis Kelce. Is it Kelce?
I think it's Kelce.
I don't think he's as good as he's projected.
I just also think that Alex Smith is throwing to him. So it's a bit...
Yeah.
A lot of what Travis Kelce did last year, I'll tell you why I disagree with you there, because Travis Kelce made a lot of those plays.
Okay.
You know, they were 10-yard dump-offs and the 8-yard passes. Travis Kelce got the – he's actually a pretty fast big guy.
Well, but, he's also a good red zone target.
Yeah. He's gigantic. Antonio Gates is always – Martellus sure. Bennett.
Yep. He's going to be especially now that he's on the Patriots.
Yep. But going back, and I understand we all don't know about him, and what we've seen is not great, but again, it's preseason – would you look at Garoppolo as a backup? For four games. Well,
you have to start him.
You'd have to draft four games.
I'm guessing you can probably get him off the waiver wire. I don't think anybody
will. Anybody's going to draft
depending
him?
On the size of your
I bet there are Patriot league. Freak fans that'll draft him.
Well, I mean, that's if you're playing in Boston. Yeah. I mean, you know, like, whatever. But, like, I think he's probably not going to get drafted. Or if he does, it's, like, the late rounds.
And for backup tight end, I think I'm going to draft Jason Morrow this year. I want to see.
No, bad move.
He's
a backup tight end on this team now.
Well, who's
because Anunua is in
slot.
That
hurt,
isn't
but,
he?
But he plays. That's where Amaro plays. Is the H back
position? They don't play a tight end set.
No, they don't.
Play two wide receivers.
Kellen Davis is technically the starting tight end.
Kellen Davis. Oh my god.
So Jason Amaro and Amaro has been crap. Like in training camp, in preseason, like I don't even know if he'll make the team.
I'll give you a sleeper tight end, Austin Severian Jenkins.
You mean the guy that gets thrown out of his own practices?
Sure, whatever.
I mean, he was hurt last year. He was hurt.
Have him as 19.
Zach,
sleeper.
Yeah,
like I said, that's.
What about Hurts?
Zach Hurts. Yep.
I like Zach Hurts.
Zach Hurts is interesting.
Yes. And the kid on the Bengals, Tyler Eifert.
Yeah,
he's also
Eifert's
very good.
Yeah.
He won't be playing the Jets, though.
No.
He'll be injured.
Kickers. An underrated, important position that you should only draft Justin Tucker or Nick Folk. That's it.
Nick Folk is great. I always try to get Nick Folk.
I mean, you could draft Janikowski, but he's...
Stephen Gostkowski.
Yeah, you could draft him, too.
He's been pretty good.
The last 5 years, for me, it's been Folk and Tucker. That's all it's been.
Hauschka?
Justin Tucker has bailed me out of, like, his close games.
Justin Tucker got me more points than my quarterback a couple weeks. It's wild. The guy hit 60 like it's going out of style.
But he's dropped on the consensus to 12.
Who's number one?
Gostkowski.
And who's number two?
Graham Gano?
Graham Gano? Get out of here. Who the fuck is making that list up? Where is Justin Tucker?
11.
11? So where's Nick Folk? Sorry.
27.
Yeah, and, you know, they were talking about the kicking.
29.
That's crazy.
They were talking about the kicking position and, like, oh, he had, like, a, you know, he's going up against Ross Martin in training camp.
Okay.
And he lost it.
Who, Folk?
No.
Ross Martin.
Ross Martin, he lost it. He's missing extra points.
He sucks.
Yeah, sorry, buddy.
Yeah, all right. Again. Defense, some would say the cornerstone of your whole fantasy situation.
See, I don't. I
agree. I don't care about defense.
You'll get the people that will, like, draft the number one defense, like, in, like, the third or fourth round, and you're like, you're fucked, man.
Nah, defense can be bought and sold. You can get defenses.
I always get them off the waiver, just depending on matchup.
Yep.
This year, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going with the Jets. I'm not going with the Broncos. I'm not going to do any of that. I'm going to look at an underrated defense. I'm going to look at the Tampa Bay Buccaneers this year. They got some sack men. They got a good secondary.
Well, you know why? Because they drafted that kid, Vernon Hargreaves, after the Giants draft. Oh, no. What was the – I forgot what it was, but I think they could have drafted Vernon Hargreaves and they didn't.
We're taking shots at Eli Apple again?
Yes, Eli Apple. But
he's going to be just fine, folks. Yeah. Eli Apple's going to be just fine. You heard it here on Radio Free Brooklyn.
Was that the fourth time? All right, we made our legal requirements.
Yeah, don't take any Dolphins.
No, not
you hear that, Ruben?
No,
don't take any fucking Dolphins.
Only maybe Landry.
Yeah, maybe.
I would take Landry, but that's it. No Foster. That O-line sucks.
And their defense is overrated, and they're guys that can't play together.
That usually means bad things. Right?
Yes. Okay, so now that we did our little fantasy...
Well, you didn't
do your
Seahawks.
Defenses. Oh, Seahawks. Yeah.
Seahawks.
I would probably go, I think, maybe because Norman left, but I still might go Panthers.
Also, a sleeper defense
Broncos.
Is the Bengals. Bengals is a good sleeper defense,
they
I think.
They got Philadelphia at 3.
Good Broncos. Broncos good defense, obviously.
Yeah, Broncos.
I'm just not...
You're not looking to spend big on defense.
No.
Yeah,
right.
I feel like
someone's
going to pick them up real quick.
And I think, you know, the Falcons, while they stunk last year, they made some improvements on defense. And also, I think the New Orleans Saints will be a better defense this year. I don't know how much better. It's got to be better than last year. Yeah. I guess that would be the worst thing ever.
Well, they've never been known for defense. No. So.
All right, so we're going to jump over to the Premier League real quick. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
My Lord. Manchester United is fucking everybody up. It's wild.
Well, let's put it in perspective, right?
It's been Bournemouth and Southampton.
Just a little perspective, but they've been fucking them up. No doubt about it.
It's wild stuff. And again, people tell me, oh, it's Bournemouth and Southampton. Well, you lost to Bournemouth two times last year, and you lost to Southampton two out of the last four times you played them. So these are important games that you have to go and just beat the shit out of people.
And it was Old Trafford where they lost those games too.
Yes.
So.
And Zlatan Ibrahimovic is just God.
Yeah.
The man is a godlike figure.
The header.
It's, oh my God. Bang. Power. Power, man. That's what, and Eric Bailly is nasty, and Paul Pogba plays his first game, and he was second for man of the match behind Ibrahimovic. Pogba had the most interceptions last week in the Premier League stats. It was great to see. David De Gea really didn't have to do anything.
His hair wasn't even out of place. Yeah,
his hair was freshly
perfect.
Popped.
Perfect, yeah.
Listen, Southampton tried their best, but that team stinks.
They do.
Southampton's got a lot of problems. Also, on the other side of Manchester, Manchester City is destroying people. Yep. And
they look scary.
They are scary. Pep plays that total football.
Yeah. When is that, 2 weeks?
2 weeks. Yeah. 2 weeks from now.
That's going to be a fucking
I can't wait for that. Next week we have Hull City. Hull City, though, is in first place with us. They have 6 out of 6 points. I mean, granted, they played Swansea. They did beat Leicester the first game of the week. How's Arsenal doing, Linda? That $20 is going to float right into my pocket.
We have some problems. But
you got more than some problems, my friend.
Jaka looks good, though.
Oh, great. Yeah. How many points you got? One. Good. Good work. That's great. You know who else got problems?
Top five?
Top five. Arsenal's in 12th right now. Liverpool sucks.
Yeah.
Liverpool's got some real
problems. What was the final there? Was it 2-0? 2-0.
Yeah.
And it's funny because Liverpool had 26 shots on 26 shots and like 15 on target. Burnley had 2 shots and they were both the goals.
Yeah.
I mean, and Liverpool had 85% possession the entire game.
You gotta if you're gonna throw punches, make them
That's
land.
That's fucking wild. That's wild. Listen, hey, Sean Dyche is doing a great job with Burnley, bringing them back up. And I'm wrong about Burnley. I think they're gonna stay up. Mm. I'm gonna have to change again my three teams that are gonna be relegated. Stoke City's going away.
Yeah.
They are awful. Crystal Palace did today sign Christian Benteke from Liverpool.
Oh, that's big.
So he could be the thing that saves them. Sunderland is awful. I think David Moyes was a big mistake. Moyes boys is not gonna work. It's just not gonna work out there. And I'm sorry to say, I know Middlesbrough did beat Sunderland today, but they also stink. I don't see them sticking around. And Leicester's gonna finish out of the top 10.
Nah.
Top
10?
Yes. They're awful. They are not good.
I'll go a 20 with you on that.
Okay.
All right.
20 on that.
So you win Linda's money, you give me that 20.
I will.
Let's pass it around the room.
Leicester's got 1 point right now. They stink. Yeah. They lost to Hull City and drew to Arsenal.
Hull City beating everyone these days.
Yeah, Hull City came up hungry. They won the championship last year, the England championship. So I think it's going to be a great year, though. Jose Mourinho is very animated on the touchline.
He's a prick.
He's a prick. Hey, you got to lose it for a manager.
Yeah, he's a prick, but he knows how to win.
Yeah.
So hate him.
Do you?
Yeah. Fucking
you should hate your team. You should hate your scoreless bunch of pussies that play for your shit team.
But happy birthday to everyone.
Yeah. Okay, let's jump over now. I had a little thing on Facebook. Why are we talking about Ryan Lochte at the Olympics?
Because he's a piece of shit.
We should be talking about what Carmelo Anthony is doing at the Olympics. Well, the guy's playing with the little poor kids in the favelas.
Yes.
He's having a good time. He said something very interesting, which made me reflect as a New Yorker. He said, what people think of as scary and weird and dangerous, I think of as comfy and cozy and home.
Nice.
And that, I mean, that's real. When I go to a city, I want to go to Mexico City. Mm-hmm. I want to see what that's like. I want to see all the dangerous areas. That's where you get the most culture out of things, though.
Mello, New York and Baltimore, right?
Right.
Isn't that so?
Right.
Mello, I don't like what he said about the three medals, and then he had to retract it a little bit. And Krzyzewski's going to retire after this for the Olympics. Will Mello retire?
This will be his last one.
You don't think he could go at 35?
No. Does he want to go at 35 is the question. Can he go? Probably. Does he want to go? No. Look at the toll this takes on you, the travel, the foreign country, and he's got to come back and get right. You know, I just don't think it's worth it for him.
Yeah, I guess.
That's probably why LeBron did it. He's probably like, look, I already won 2 gold medals.
LeBron says he wants to play in 2020.
Yeah, LeBron didn't want to get any diseases. I really think a lot of the guys didn't go there to not die. To die. You know? They don't want to die.
No, but nothing happened. They're a bunch of fucking babies.
I'm aware. They're on a boat. Everybody's on a boat. They're gambling on a boat.
Yeah, they're gambling, doing whatever else on the boat.
Having a good time.
If you're planning to have a family, it's scary. You don't want to do
He's got a family. He's got 3 kids, LeBron.
That's enough, says Steve.
Come on. Don't be greedy.
All right. Let's put a few minutes towards UFC.
UFC
wrestling at the end.
Yeah.
All right, your boy Conor McGregor.
Yeah, he backed it up.
One for the old country.
Well, I mean, the thing is, he went at it smart because he knew. Because he tagged him a bunch of times. He opened him up like he was bleeding like very early. He knocked him down. And you saw Nate Diaz. He's like, come on to the ground, fucking grapple. He's like, nope, that's how I lost last time. He's like, get up. And every time he knocked him down, he said, get up. And then at the end, he started getting his second win, Nate Diaz. And he's just like, he sees Conor tiring. Yep. His mouth's open. He's breathing through his mouth. And he's just like, I see you, man. And he just kept fucking coming at him. Tried to clinch him. Tried to throw him down. But Conor did not let him do that, and that's ultimately what decided the fight. Because he did not go down.
Conor said his coach said, we either win or we learn. Yeah. And that's interesting. That's what they did. They learned how to beat Nate Diaz. Third fight.
So you're not knocking him out.
No.
You're not knocking that dude out.
I said he's the Eli Manning of the UFC. He is too stupid to be hurt. He just doesn't get it.
Like, his face was... He looked like Mel Gibson in Braveheart.
Yeah.
With that one side of his face just completely red. And he, like, when he was clinching on to Conor was covered in that guy's blood. Like, it was like... He looked bad, but he just kept coming.
So
was
not this would be the equivalent to, like,
I'm sorry, but, like, that was more exciting than any boxing match I've seen in the last, like, couple years.
Sure.
Like, exciting. And here's the reason why I think it's exciting. Because Floyd Mayweather, the reason why he succeeded, there's only 2 ways to beat a boxer. You win in points or you knock him out. Nobody's knocking him out, and he's not stupid enough to try to, you know, get you to win in points.
Yep.
So, but the thing is with UFC, you can try to tag someone, or the fight can be over if you just submit him, throw him to the ground, and then that's it. Like, the momentum swings that can go on is incredibly exciting.
2-minute warning.
Third fight. Who do you like?
I think if Conor sticks to that plan, he can definitely win. It's just that he knows he needs to condition more. I don't think he thought it was going to go 5 rounds.
Yeah.
He's only went... That was the first time he's ever went 5 rounds. He went full...
No, it was just... I just turned the phone button.
Oh, okay.
He went 3 rounds before, like, in a full fight, but this is the first time he went 5 rounds. You saw. He was tired after 2.5 rounds.
And that's sort of my point. If he goes in with the same game plan, there's no way Diaz...
Well, he told him. He said, He's like, you got to drop weight and go to 145 on my terms. I won it on this time. I'm the winner as of now.
Which, he's really not. Because it's 1-1. Right. I think McGregor, I really like Conor McGregor. I think he's overexposed.
He doesn't have a ground. I mean, maybe he doesn't have a good enough ground game for Nate Diaz.
A minute if you want SummerSlam.
Yeah. So I think Diaz takes the third. We'll see. We'll throw a big party for that.
Yeah, sure.
Hopefully with no cats.
Yeah.
Tonight is SummerSlam. Big night at the Barclays Center. Me and Pusk are trying to get tickets as we speak. Shinsuke Nakamura won the NXT title last night at Barclays Center. An incredible night. Mm-hmm. If you don't cry watching that, you're not a wrestling fan.
And my prediction for next week or this preseason, Gino gets cut.
Gino gets cut.
Wow. He
gets cut from this week.
Wow.
Betting man.
If I were a betting man, the Mets are going to take the next 2 series, whether it be a sweep or 2 or 3.
If I were a betting man, I say Seth Rollins beats Finn Balor tonight for the Universal title, which is a new thing. We don't have enough time to get into it, but this has been...
Point of order. Joe Sonnenblick.
Jason Bogdan.
Steve McGrath.
Linda
Happy birthday,
you enjoy. Aaron McGrath, drink a shot. Have a good time. Maybe you'll feel good in the morning. You know what I'm saying, girl? All right.
Very good.
That was creepy.